holding them pistols in front of stores with you. You want reality, not tragedy, for sure I get you. To tell the truth, I've been getting used to what open-minded people do. In 2014, I went to Africa, baby, you was my passenger. My eyes and ears for all it is, the neighborhood that baffled us. Of course, I had to wrap it up, I didn't fully trust you. Fabrication had discussion, then you blocked me, I said, you.
What? I gave you life. I breathe the first minute. I bring the blessings. I gave you power. Bring the rainfall.
Everyone, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Radio in Medford.
Only the dawn was left behind by the storm. He felt the creaking of the stairs beneath him that rose from the sea.
Thank you.
edge of the windowsill. There appeared the delicate hand of a child. His face was flushed and timid. He stared at the captain through frightened eyes. The captain reached for something to hold on to.
"Help me,"
he whispered as he rose slowly to his feet. The boy's face went pale. He recognized the sound. Silently, he pulled down the shade against the shadow. Lost in the doorstep of the empty house. "I'm trying to find my way home. I'm sorry.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello there.
Hot people.
Everyone hot.
Well, welcome back, guys. I'm Henry. Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm Henry.
All right, I'm Nora.
And you're listening to
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
So the idea of this show is that we're going to talk about really hot topics, and you should just know that we're also like
really hot
and absurdly attractive.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ugly.
I don't know what that word
That's
means.
That's a curse word. Sorry. Censored.
Today we're going to be talking about time. Just the idea of time passing and what that means. I do have things to say about this. So buckle up. The idea of this is that not only are we going to be playing songs about time, but you're going to hear some absurdly long and absurdly short songs.
Yes, we're playing a mix of really long. You just heard a really
mostly long song.
And honestly, that was like one of the shorter really long songs. So
I just have an affinity for this song because it's
Slint
a story.
So good.
Yeah.
All of these. I honestly, we should do another like show where we just do long songs, because honestly long songs are so good. Every
I was
time.
Thinking I was picking out songs for this week,
and it's like banger
the
after
short
banger.
Ones are just less because they're short and they're good, but the long ones just have a story to tell.
Like I just love a good progression.
Yeah,
I really wanted to put Green Eyes by Erykah Badu. That's like genuinely my favorite song of all time.
Yeah, it's
that
really
and
good.
Venice B-Word by Lana Del Rey.
My favorite version of Green Eyes is The Tiny Desk.
Yes.
It's a performance.
It is a performance. Ugh.
It sounds like we got to get into it.
I just have one question for you.
Sure.
Thanks. Do you know what time it is?
It's time to get a watch.
Oh, because I thought it was hot o'clock. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, it definitely is hot o'clock.
Sorry, that
and
was like,
no, it was funny. Don't worry.
Thank you.
So we're going to hear something else next.
Let's get crazy. Time's ticking, y'all.
Yeah. Ethel Kane.
yesterday through today till tomorrow. But when the plan blew up, a piece of shrapnel flew and slowed that part of you. The doctors gave you until I was
right, guys, we don't usually play Taylor Swift, but this was mandatory today because it is All Too Well 10-minute version, Taylor's version from the vault.
Lock in.
Come back swearing it's the same. It's like I'm paralyzed by it. I'd like to be my old self again, but I'm still trying to find it. After plaid shirt days and nights when you made me your own, now you mail back my things and I walk home alone. But you keep my old scarf from that very first week, 'cause it reminds you of innocence and it smells like me. You can't get rid of it, who's returning half her weight. And did the twin flame bruise paint you blue? Just between us, did the love affair maim you too? 'Cause in this city's barren cold, I still remember the first fall of snow and how it glistened as it fell. I remember it all. Just between us, did the love affair maim you all too well? Just between us, do you remember it all too well? Just between us,
I'm a little bit speechless. I was singing that word
for word.
Cut deeper than a knife.
Did the love affair maim you too?
And the punchline goes, I get older, but what is it?
Your lovers stay my age.
Clock it.
And she clocked, it's, I fear.
Yeah, and not only is this a long-ass song, but it's a song about time passing.
Yeah, it's genuinely, and there's a progression there. Like, all long songs have this, like, beautiful progression.
Yes, chord progression.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh.
And right now I want to take the time to talk about time and
how just it's not real. I mean, it's real, but it's not real. And I find myself thinking a lot about the future and time a lot. And that, for me personally, I don't know about you, but that only causes misery. Like, thinking about the future, it just stresses me out. And the hardest part about mindfulness and, like, remaining in the present and just, you know, focusing on what's around you in the moment, the hardest part is remembering to do that. And sometimes you don't even want to because you're so worried that you're like, I need to think about this.
Yeah, I also, too, like, whenever, like, really exciting things happen, that a lot of the time, like, I just won't be able to, like, process it. And, like, that's something I really need to learn, how to, like, be in the present.
It's like you... it's hard. Sometimes I'll have moments where I want to take a step back and observe to remember.
Yeah.
But then you're not in present.
It. Yeah. You're like, and you're out of it.
I don't exactly know how to go about that. But one thing I want to say is the idea of time in the future and the past. And I was talking to someone, I forget who, and we were talking about how time is... Basically, the idea of time in, like, a super large scale, like the universe, everything, I don't know how to describe this, but it's not like things have happened and things will happen.
Everything
but it
happened.
Is, but it's every, the universe and just, like, everything, I don't know, everything has all happened at once, and it's one thing, and it's not like
time is not linear.
Starting from the beginning to the end, it's just all one thing, and from the beginning to the end, that's the one thing. I don't know if I'm
time is not linear.
And when we think about the present, the now, that's like if you have the time that we have used to measure. And we're thinking about the lifespan of something. The present is like when T equals this moment, that's where we are. But in the grand scheme of things, like everything just has already happened. And it's just one thing.
Yeah.
And that's been helping me out a lot to just like chill out.
Oh my God, yeah. That happened to me over the summer. I read like this like article from like the New Yorker or something about how like certain societies... that speak different languages that don't believe in like linear time don't even have words for like future or past because it's just not an idea. And I'm like,
that's so confusing to me.
Exactly. And it like literally it low-key helped me so much because it's like, who cares? It's like, who cares?
Yeah. It's the built like, environment, the way that
I think they have something similar where it's like a lot of people have like this belief of like recent occurrences, but it's not really like past. I don't really know. I don't really know how to explain it.
Okay.
I don't really get it, but okay. I would love to get it.
Oh, so we're just never going to know.
Yeah. Unreleased.
Unreleased ideas. We haven't figured it out yet.
Ideas incoming.
Ideas incoming. Loading. But anyways, I think time is just... there's no use in thinking about it. And the
there's
way
no
that
use
our
in it,
Joe.
You are like Papa.
Okay. The way that our lives are built to be, I mean, it's like, oh, here we are. And let me think about my future 100% of the time. And where I'm in the 7th grade. And Charles Siegel told me that he knows where he's going to college. And wait, I should know that about my future. I was 12. You know, like... Who, what, when, where, why, and how, but not even when. Just let me be
I just got so lost.
Charles
but I know
Siegel
what you meant. I know
grade.
What you meant. I know okay. what you meant.
Charles Siegel in the 7th grade told me
he
knew
12,
where he
was
going
12.
To
what,
college.
When, where, how, who?
And, I mean...
Wait, me too.
That stressed me out on an astronomical level, and it's not even clocking to you that I'm standing on business and that I'm a father.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if you agree, but I kind of like time a little bit.
Oh. Tell me why.
And, like, passing time, low-key, is, like, kind of beautiful to me. Like, I love the seasons. I love things happening in a year. I love... Oh! There's this really good SZA line where she's like, it's like in a year, like the pain will be gone or something.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's from Normal Girl.
And I used to sing that and be like, this is true. We'll find it later. That like would get me through stuff because it's like there's so much like time is kind of to me all we have, like, because time is like the concept of like existence, so like it's to me like that's my understanding of life. That's just kind of a whole lot of words, but like, oh, like just the
this time next year I'll be living so good, won't remember your pain, I swear.
Living so good.
Anyway,
this time next year, I won't remember your name. And yeah, she clocked.
Exactly.
This time next year.
And additionally, one thing that I love about my friend Rachel is that she told me one time she had jury duty and also work, and she was stressed about her day. And she said, I'm telling myself it's okay because my head will be on my pillow at the end of the day.
Oh my God, I think that all the time.
Because it's so helpful just to let things happen. And with finals going on, my roommate right now has, hi Angelina, if you're listening, I've been saying like, you have to experience it for it to be over. I think I told her that in the bathroom this morning.
Yes.
You have, like, in order for something to be over, you have to experience it, and you're not going to have the satisfaction of it being over unless you've experienced it.
Wait, literally not you stealing ideas out of my brain. What the hell?
Sorry, yeah, that one was just really easy to grab, so I took it.
But
bad joke.
Wait, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we should get going, but like,
because we got some long songs.
We got some really long songs to get going through.
Threw away your
I feel like we might have one. We might have three songs left.
Thought it'd make me feel better.
Giving my songs
away. Sorry, it's so catchy. Y'all might hear some Summer Walker, but we might not have time for that.
Let's hopefully. Well, in the light of SZA, to end our discussion.
Okay.
In the light of SZA, where do you think you'll be in a year?
Well, in a year, hopefully I'm still here in school.
Okay.
I hope not a lot changes. Things will change. I honestly don't know.
Junior year, finals.
Junior year.
Going abroad. I'll be going abroad soon. Not soon.
Yeah, you will be. I will be saying goodbye to you.
That's crazy.
What's going to happen to my radio partner?
This episode in a year will most likely be like going abroad theme. Something like
yeah.
that. Unreleased, guys. Wow. That's beautiful. In a year, I will be going abroad. We will be living in a house together.
Mm-hmm.
What time. Else? Time and
thank
like
goodness
rich.
For the time passing, or else we wouldn't experience different things, and we wouldn't experience
literally.
Like growth and
yeah, growth.
All these things. And time is stressful because change is stressful, but they're interlinked. But they're intertwined.
Interlinked. Change to me too is a little beautiful, and we had a I think we did
just
change
a little
before.
Beautiful. We did do change,
and it's I kind of love the bittersweetness about it. Like obviously I don't, but like at the same time it's kind of so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But now we're going to get into a really great song that's really long.
How long?
9 minutes and 46 seconds.
All right. Buckle up for 9 minutes and 46 seconds, but it'll probably feel really short because it's a good song.
It's such a good song. And I like started listening to this at the beginning of the fall, and it's Kurt Vile. And like, it just is so whimsical. And if we did a Derp episode, this is going on there.
I think we did.
No.
We might have done a Derp episode.
We did Worm.
Oh, I got real derpy for the Worm episode.
Yeah, we know.
And if you guys are thinking about, oh, shoot, I missed a episode. I wish I heard what they talked about in the songs they played. I'm sure there's archive you guys can go listen to.
I heard that they don't. After 2 weeks, they get rid of it.
So if you guys want to hear what we talked
two weeks ago. Which,
or
did we even do it? Who knows? Okay. Let's get backwards.
Ha 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 I was on the beach, but I was thinking about the bay. Got to the bay, but by then I was far away. I was on the ground, but looking straight into the sun. But the sun went down and I couldn't find another one for a while. For because it was an all-burning feeling in my chest to fill the void of a long night unwatched by, well, the sun, until the morn, until when, well, the sun's reborn. And so am I, from all the scorn buried deep within the psyche of my soul. I was standing down, but I was also on the run in my mind. I was on the radio talking with a friend of mine. There was a no format because, well, we like it like that. He was out of his mind and I was way out of mine. Then everything went backwards with words coming out backwards. And I appreciate him to the utmost degree. But I was thinking about the bay. Got to the bay, but by then I was far away. I was on the ground, but looking straight into the sun. But the sun went down and I couldn't find another one for a while. Everything went backwards, I mean, phrases flying out backwards, yeah. Chilling out, but with a very drifting mind. So I was on the ground, circa planet Earth, but out of sorts. Put a snapback, baby, just in time to jot it down and come around. And it's always nice to see. And I came around. It's always nice to see you here. And I come around. But when a plane coming down. Then everything goes backwards, I mean, everything moving out. Then everything goes backwards, I mean, everything oozing out. Backwards. Strumming to the Chet Atkins. I was standing up, but you know I hate to still stoop you down. To my level. Backwards.
utmost degree. Backwards, I mean, words coming out backwards. Yeah, it's just the way things is these days.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
outside, something howls inside the wind. My stockpot pile high, every burn on the stove glowing red. Save yourself, friend.
Save yourself.
That's the best I can give. Save yourself. It's letters I never sent. Jumbles of yesterday's packed on pages like storage spaces and basements. They called like, come now, he doesn't have long to live. I dressed slowly, came back that night and took my baby out the crib so I could hold him. I know it can slip away slower, yo, you could lose it all in a moment. Stirring the soup, browning the roux, couple things roasted. Crack a window open, let the cold in again. The trees re-threaded gold, the sign said repent. I had to let it all go so I could live in my head again. Ransacking my mind, but something hiding in the vents, ductwork or worse. Something died in the walls like a church. Locked doors, never had a key, but you test the handle occasionally. God forbid it swing open. Attic stairs broken, don't go up there. From the windows, I watched the diggers disappear and software hurt. Dinner served, I waited for my guests, long table set.
Wow.
What
a show.
What a show. Time really flew by.
Time flew by, and sometimes, like, time passing is scary, but sometimes I gotta take a step back and think, wait, nothing's real.
Oh.
And that helps.
Okay.
You're not real, and I'm AI.
Not claiming that, but time is beautiful, and love time. But sometimes it's not as fun. But we're all having a great time over here because we're all super hot.
Yeah.
And you've been listening to hotter topics.
Time probably moves slower for ugly people because, like, they have to just, like, wait, like, I don't know, wait it out.
For what people?
Ugly.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Sorry.
That's a bad word. You have been listening to
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
I hope you have the best time today, and go look at a watch or a clock for a little bit.
Take a deep breath. Yeah, look at a clock and take
count
a deep
the milliseconds
and let yourself sit in time as it passes and be something that's still. You don't always have to keep moving. Just because time is always moving doesn't mean you always have to.
And go
because it's already happened. Sorry.
And go count the millisecond. And no, we're done.
Bye, guys.
Bye.